This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why doesn't she ask her senior aide to release all these emails? I mean, why doesn't she go ahead and release all the 33,000 emails that she did not turn over to the FBI and to the Congress initially?
Yes, here we are once again for another version of America Tonight, talking about the FBI and search warrants to search the newly discovered emails that could be potentially relevant to Hillary Clinton's investigation. And, of course, these are in the laptop of the former congressman, Anthony Weiner. And there is, oh, so much more to this. The FBI has a warrant to search them because they could have evidence relevant to the investigation into the private email server. In the meantime, we're talking about 650,000. That's the number of emails recovered in the Weiner investigation. Who knows how many are relevant to the Clinton investigation or not. People that are familiar with the case say that the agents on the Clinton email team had known about the messages since soon after the New York FBI agents seized a computer related to their investigation into Weiner, who is accused of exchanging explicit messages with a 15-year-old girl. And so it goes. Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. We are getting oh so close to Election Day, and I know that people have already voted, done the early voting thing. I'll tell you what, the polls are showing that this thing has gotten tighter and tighter and tighter. My goodness, it is coming down to the wire. Just remember that when you think about not voting. Izzy in Missouri, always great to start the show with her. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. First off, let me say about Harry Reid's comments. Look in the mirror. Caligula number two. He and his son have made tens of millions of dollars with their crooked real estate deals in Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
He has no room to talk. And 650 million immigrants? Is she out of her mind? Wait, that's rhetorical.
That's rhetorical. But I'm bump.
Well, seriously.
Yeah.
We can't feed what we have here now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And by the way, I need to say thank you to Dan for the wonderful compliments. You embarrass me because, really, I'm not brilliant. I'm just a reader. I like to read. But you're a sweetheart. I have to say hi to the Grimster, too. Can't forget him. And other than that, what was I begging and begging and groveling and nagging about every election, Kate? Can you remember?
About voting, you mean?
Well, the election.
Talking about people voting. About the election. About, I don't know. What were you groveling about? I don't remember that.
Begging,
I don't remember you groveling
to get
about
out there and
Ellen vote.
No, check voter registration, check for fraudulent registration.
Oh, yeah.
I have harped on that till I'm blue in the face. And by now this year, people are everywhere.
Yeah.
A couple of gals that I worked with were telling me they cannot believe what's going on. And I said, why? We knew it would be. The voter fraud this year is horrendous.
You're right about that. And you're right. You did say that. You did talk about making sure the registration was right. People take it for granted and they assume it is, and that's what you would point to.
Oh, no. And there was a thing on YouTube. It was really comical about these women arguing about the vote of the ballot boxes being locked up in a vault. Well, yes, they have to be locked up. When I was an election judge, we had to deposit ours to the Sheriff's Department, and they got locked up, of course, sealed by the Secretary of Elections, but they got locked up, and only one person could have the combination to get in there. Because everything had to be with two people present. And it had to be one from each party and three from each party for another election criteria. So they argued. Well, the next morning they went in, and guess what? Whole box of ballots was missing. And they filmed it. I should say. And I'm like, yep, mm-hmm. And boy, are people going after it this year. Because I'm telling you, if you go with now the latest emails plus 650 million people and anything else, if you go for Hillary, by God, you deserve what you get. I'm going back to Malta.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going back to Malta. I love that.
Anyway, I did it. Let somebody else get in here, but I thought I'd pop in.
I love it.
And say
no,
hi.
No, I'm glad you did. Anything, you are a smart, woman, and we care about you. You take care, my friend. She's lived it. You know, she's lived different careers, and she's right. She likes to read, so she pays attention to what's happening. And, of course, my big thing is always about the Electoral College and changing that whole system, but also going out and voting. And she's right. She would talk about that, but she would talk about voter registration. And, of course, there have been these problems. And I know people that have been precinct captains as well. And what she talks about, what Izzy talks about in locking up the ballots is key, because then when the shenanigans start, there's no conversation about that. I mean, theoretically, right? You lock them up. We saw what happened in Florida, the hanging chads, and what's happening between Gore and Bush. I mean, that was a nightmare. It was ridiculous. And all so much of that came down to ballots and what are the ballots we're recounting, not to relive that nightmare. In fact, recently, maybe it was a year ago, I want to say I was by my family's house in Tampa, and there's a museum there. And I was in the museum, and they have in the museum some of the hanging chads. I thought, what a great reminder to have those hanging chads there, just to show you what can happen in an election and how vital it, you know, how vital it is. So as we get close, everybody's out campaigning. I can give you the schedules. Halloween, happy Halloween. Tim Kaine is in North Carolina at a couple of events. And then you've got the rest of the day. You've got John Kerry in the UK, international talks on Libya. You've got the UN Human Rights Council on Syria. It's a crazy week. You've got a ceasefire between Colombia and FARC rebels. That ends unless it's extended. The President's Day, he does what he does with the VP. He has a briefing in the Oval Office and has lunch with Joe Biden. They say the lunch is closed to the press. I just got an email about that. Then later, the president and the first lady welcome trick-or-treaters, but of military families, so I say that's pretty good. And as for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, it's the same old, campaigning, 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 because now it's down to the wire. This is it. You got 1 week, weekend, and then you push into the beginning of the next week, and lo and behold, after all these conversations that you and I have had over the past couple of years, it comes down to Judgment Day, if you will. If you want to sound off, you can, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wanna love me.
Everybody, what a week it's going to be on America Tonight. A lot of conversations, updates, all of that about what's happening as far as voters are concerned, polling places, the latest polls for what they're worth, all of the conversations from the campaign trail. Our pals in Washington will join us, including Ellen Ratner, who's going to be in Germany. She's going to join us one night from Germany. It's going to be a fun week, but it's also an interesting week because we're coming to the end of the trail for this election cycle, and this is it. I mean, do or die, whoever it's going to be. And I just have said all along that I think it's a coin flip, and I have no crystal ball, but it feels very much like a coin flip to me. And that's good if you look at it in a couple of different ways. And I think now with Hillary Clinton, it just gets nastier and nastier. And anybody who's undecided and they look at this FBI thing, I mean, listen, the problem with this whole thing in the first place is whether there's any there or not, is it's just stupidity. It's just stupid. It should have never happened in the first place. And the mess that the Clinton campaign's in, that the Democrats are lamenting, is brought on by what they have done to themselves. You know the old expression, shooting yourself in the foot, that's exactly what they've done. So I think more undecideds may go the way of Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton if they're tired of the whole email thing and the not knowing this and what comes out. I mean, we'll see. There's some hocus-pocus going on. It's interesting because it's Halloween. Are you handing out candy in your neighborhood? Does anybody even trick-or-treat anymore? I think they have the controlled trick-or-treating, where at the churches they have the trunk trick-or-treating where the candy's in the trunk and it's set up, or at some of the malls they have it set up that way. I guess there is some trick-or-treating. I think in my neighborhood I'll probably see a little bit of that. And the kids are great. It's the young kids, little kids that come to the door all dressed up and of course have the candy ready to go. But other than Halloween, it's full steam ahead as far as anything else is concerned with this election. And by the way, just to throw this out again, the Eagles lost to the Dallas Cowboys in overtime, 29-23. Nobody nailed the score. A couple of people came kind of close again. I think we're starting to surround it, and I just know in my gut we're going to have a winner this year. I just don't know when that's going to be. Week 8 in the NFL, a Monday night football game, and then it's all over. If you're listening to me and this sounds like gobbledygook, we do a fun thing called Nailed the Score. You call in on our Tuesday into Wednesday show. The last segment of the second hour, a game of the week is chosen. You pick a side. Tell us what you think the final score is going to be. That's called Nailing the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. It's really picking a team and picking some numbers. Let's go to Grimm in Mississippi. Hi, Grimm.
Hold on. Hold on just a second. Oh, there it is. Just 1 minute. Let me put this pin back in this grenade here.
Okay. Yeah, they had a few pins come out of grenades. Stupidity, arrogance, all of that.
Well, close, but, you know, no horseshoes and hand grenades for the game tonight.
Right.
I did miss it. I could hear you. Just one question. How do you do your show, especially tonight, from 11 on into the end of the game when it's so close? Are you doing play-by-play call? You got to
Yeah, I was watching the tail end of that game. It just wrapped up right as we were going on the air, and you could tell the Cowboys started to get some momentum, and you could tell, boy, the Cowboys are definitely going to close the deal on this. Ezekiel Elliott's finding running room, and they're going to do it, and of course they did.
Oh, I know you were sitting there saying, Grimm's got a chance. Grimm's just like...
You're getting close.
I could hear you for about the last 45 minutes, you know.
Yeah, getting close.
The score was working right toward it, but it's good to hear Izzy again. Boy, she sounds like she's got some good character and color to her voice now.
She did. She did sound good.
And I like what Tomas had to say about polls. He's right on about that, you know. It's about like picking one person out of the whole football game in any stadium across the country and ask them who they're going to vote for.
Yeah.
It's just good to hear from them people because they're good people. But
yeah.
I do have something good you may want to record, keep, and play until election. I got a PSA for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
And it goes just the way you feel about everything, the way you express and what you want done, just the same as me. Howdy there, Grimm to Grimm on America Tonight with Kate Delaney with a PSA. It takes less time and easier than taking 2,000 pumpkins from a pumpkin patch sale lot. It's less chance than finding a giant prehistoric shark tooth on a beach after a hurricane. Vote. Don't let your right be stolen or become lost to the past.
I like it. Don't let your right be what? Stolen or what?
Don't let your right be stolen, like the pumpkins in that pumpkin patch here recently.
Right.
Stolen.
Right.
And don't let it become lost to the past. Like somebody found, I don't know if you heard about it, but they found a giant prehistoric shark tooth on a beach.
I saw that, yeah.
So I'm kind of playing to what's current. That we didn't
talk about
due to all this Hillary stuff, which I'd much rather. You know, I like these little interesting stories, you know, that don't get much press.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, that makes life worth living for. Instead, this is daily. He says,
the daily grind, yeah.
Well, how fast did Hillary respond to the FBI coming out? That leads me to suspicion. I hate to say it. I look at the time, you know, time date stamp.
But they've always been slow. That's part of the problem.
Fast. Kate, it happened this weekend in less than an hour. She comes back, and She just
it happened on Friday. It happened on Friday.
Well, she changed her story too 4 different times during that day.
Yeah.
4 different times. And, you know, and they're finally trying to settle in on that these are old emails. For the longest period, that's what she was trying to settle in on. These
right.
are all old emails. Yeah. This is what you're going to get. It's going to be the same thing as, you know, when she was questioned in the hearing about Benghazi. Well,
yeah.
that just passed. This is, you know, this is how she's going to treat you as an individual. If you're going to vote for this person, this is what you can expect. You know, that's what I see.
Yes, yeah, you know, here's the thing. It's that transparency thing. There's no that's what the Obama administration said when they came in. Hey, we're going to be transparent. Then they weren't transparent. And now it's the same thing. Because with Clinton, I think what's really screwball-y is who's running the show. Once you're right, they make responses that say one thing, then they come back with another thing, then they say another thing. This we've seen that before. We've seen that with Benghazi. We've seen that with the first email dump. We've seen that whole thing about the server first, the pointing at Colin Powell and saying he did it. And then he said, "I never said that. I never told
what
them
about
to
the
not do that." Yeah,
the breakdown and all that too.
Yeah, there's craziness. I mean,
intent. You know, where's the intent?
Right,
the wiping down.
Right, I agree. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah,
there's no question that's not right.
The whole thing that you're really trying to say is it's just much easier to come out and be honest and then come back
yes.
down. Sorry. I apologize.
I say that all the time. Don't I say that? I say I'm president, of course, you're human. Something can be screwed up or some aide can tell you something wrong. It doesn't matter whatever it is. Why is it so difficult to admit the truth and just say, this is unfolding. I have no idea. I promise you, I will let you know as soon as I'm made more fully aware of what has happened or whatever. I mean, give me a break.
Like
you're
Trump
right.
did to his own wife, you know, just like Trump
right.
did to his own wife. He apologized, and he sat there, and I apologized to America, and I did apologize to my wife the other evening, and she forgave me. And, you know, hey, he was rich, he's young, he got all the money. What, you know, what more can you expect from a playboy anyhow?
Yeah, there you go. You're right. It's going to be an interesting week, Grim. Thanks. Coming up next, a couple of my friends stopped by the other day. I want to make sure you heard them. Both of them are fabulous business people, fun people, know what it's like to be in the trenches. Chris Price and Donna St. Louis coming up next here on America Tonight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Yesterday, we passed four of them. The lines were 3 and 4 blocks long. Those are not her voters.
All right, two different takes. Donald Trump says early voting favors him because the lines are long and they're voting for him. That's what he's saying. While Hillary Clinton talks about the rich and tax hikes and the fact that she says Donald is not paying taxes, part of what I call the war of words. in 2016, who will end up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation here on America tonight. I got another friend in my virtual green room. He actually drove in from a few miles away. Unlike Donna St. Louis, who flew in on a jet to get here from Fort Lauderdale, my pal Chris Price will join us in a few moments here. But I wanted to mention this. I wanted to mention the fact that the Cubs beat the Cleveland Indians, and of course that split helps the Cubbies as they return to Wrigley Field for the next three games of the series, starting on Friday night. So a great performance by Jake Arrieta, who could have almost pitched a no-hitter. The numbers looked really, really good. In the end, it's the win that counts. I can't help but be very, very excited about it as I am in our satellite studio in Dallas, Texas, and Jake Arrieta is a kid that I remember who pitched for TCU, and I talked to Jake many, many times, even as a Cub, and I think he is masterful on the mound, and even in his college years, you could see that he had the potential to be one of the greats, and he's part of that Cub team that is designed thanks to the great Theo Epstein, who I think is the best GM in baseball. He has done such a great job with younger players and melding that team together with trades as well, and that pitching staff is so good. I know I have a lot of people listening in Ohio. Listen, I went to school in Ohio. I have friends just like I have family in Chicago, and I get it. I've been to many, many Indian games when I was going to school at Ohio University and even when I would go back to Ohio, but I think that this goes the way of the Cubs, and I said this already before, but I think it's going to be six games. As for the election, honestly, because, you know, we take the show to Washington once a year, and I talk to so many Democrats and so many Republicans, frankly, I think people may be shocked by this. Even Ellen Ratner, my great friend who comes on many times, and she's the most liberal person I know, Ellen says it's a coin flip, and I think it's a coin flip. But if the Democrats are thinking that Hillary Clinton has punched her ticket and this is easy breezy, they are sadly mistaken. And the Trump people know that. They know that they can take advantage if the Democrats lay off the gas. So this early voting has been very interesting to watch as those lines are getting bigger and it just actually started. So I think we're going to see record numbers. I always hope it. That's part of the reason I started to do America Tonight, is that I hoped more people would get involved in the election process. I say it all the time. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, sick of it, or about no labels like me. I think it's, as somebody who went to several countries and watched what happened with the PRI and the Panistas in Mexico, in Chihuahua, and actually had to duck before I took a bullet because they were shooting above our heads, I realized the stuffing of the ballot box, you have no idea the privilege it is to vote. So please exercise the right to vote. It's so, so important. That, by the way, is a Halloween candy that's stuck in my throat. So Chris Price, my pal Chris Price, joins us now. And he, of course, is good friends with my associate producer on the show, Mahalo Jocelyn. So it was easy to get him here. And he, like Donna St. Louis, is also an entrepreneur and a business person. And Chris, first of all, thanks for stopping by. And what's interesting about you is you have a different perspective, too. Because like me, I lived in Spain for a while. You lived in Germany. How do the Germans take the voting process?
You know, Kate, I mean, they take it very seriously because obviously they've had things in their past that make them take that democratic process, the opportunity to have a voice on who their leaders are going to be. They take it very seriously. At least that's what I observed.
Yep, and that makes sense because if you think of the history of Germany, of course, and, you know, what happened with East Germany, and if we go way back to the original wars, and if we dove into Hitler, Hitler and all of that. It's an interesting background, certainly, in Germany. Well, I mentioned you're...
They know the value of getting the wrong person.
Yes, there you go. They know the value of getting the wrong person. And speaking of that, that dovetails into what you do. You work with companies about putting the right people in the right jobs, right? So often we see that companies fall, even if you're an entrepreneur and you have a startup, what happens when you hire the wrong people?
Yeah, you know, I see great ideas, they have hard work, and they get destroyed because they don't pick the right people, and then they treat them like idiots. They treat them like prisoners as opposed to treating them like adults and partners. And so that makes a big difference no matter what you're working on.
So how do you pick the right people?
Yeah, picking the right people is about fitting people's strengths with the jobs that you have in the organization. So we do a lot with professional hiring and coaching and development assessments so that you have good data about people, so that you're not just being starstruck by the resume, so that you're not just going based on what you hear in the interview in 20 or 30 minutes, but you have actual good data and you can match that up with your jobs. And so when people are a good fit, it makes it easier because you don't have to overmanage them, and it's easier to treat them like an adult because you're confident they're the right one.
Is there any company you would point out that you think they do a really super good job at that?
Yeah, there's actually several. I mean, most people are familiar with the Southwest Airlines story. They're legendary for how they choose people very carefully so that they are a good fit with that culture of fun and of love and of productivity. A lot of other companies, Costco does a great job, Zappos, Morningstar Farms, they grow tomatoes out in California, but they're very careful about who they pick to bring into their culture. So there's a lot of companies do a great job.
Yeah, and there's the key word that you use, culture. Sometimes you go into a company and they don't have any culture. It's all over the map. There is no culture. There is no direction. I'm sad to say, in broadcasting, I've worked for really companies that are solid and used to be pretty solid about that, and then some that aren't, and you can see it, and it reflects in the confusion as to what's going on.
You know, a great culture question that I find is I ask a lot of organizations, how do you treat mistakes? Do you treat them as learning opportunities, or do you treat them as punishment opportunities? That really says a lot about what kind of culture that you have.
Right, and obviously it'd be better to treat it as a learning opportunity, because then what happens is people are afraid to say when they make a mistake, and it becomes that blame game of, I didn't do it, they didn't do it, and then they, you know, actually this happened in a broadcasting organization I know where everybody was saying, I didn't do it, they didn't do it, and they didn't realize they had tape. So they went through tape and they found out who did it. And what it had to do with, here's a peeling back the curtain for everybody. In broadcasting, you have a lot of expensive equipment. And so they have the big board with these slide pots where you can put the microphones up and down and you're adjusting the EQ and everything else. And what happened was somebody brought a Slurpee into the studio and spilled it all over this $1 million board and then tried to hastily clean it up, but it had damaged some of what was in the board. And, of course, they weren't supposed to bring anything in there, but then didn't own up to it. But what they didn't realize was there was a camera. It wasn't really, it was sort of sideways in the studio, and they caught the person sideways. So then it becomes a big, ugly, ugly thing because they didn't admit what happened. And it was kind of like the, you know, they were going one by one down the line and asking, did you do it? Did you do it? And then the accusations start, and it gets ugly, right, when you do that?
Well, you know, and I think in those kind of situations, a lot of times organizations, they assume, they blame the person. It was, okay, that person didn't admit it, and they're a bad person. Root that person out, and everything's fixed. But a lot of times, it's because managers have created an environment where people are afraid to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want my people every single day talking about what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. That's the only way we get better, and when people are afraid to do that, you get situations like that.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, this is the most important thing I'm going to ask you. Cubs or the Indians, who wins the series?
That's a great question. I agree, six games. I think it's going to be the Cubs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Cubs. And here's an even bigger question, because this was our nail the score game.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Every time I think of you, feels shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows.
Of America tonight. Go Cubs, go! I made no secret of the fact that I was unabashedly rooting for the Chicago. Listen, I the Cubs, I got a lot of friends. My cousin John lives in Philadelphia, and he is so excited about the Chicago Cubs. They bounced back off of the great performance from Jake Arrieta. So now that series against the Tribe is tied at one. I think the Cubs win it in six. We'll see what happens. Sorry for all my friends in Ohio. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ohio. And a big shout-out to one of our new affiliates in Lubbock, Texas. Gotta love my Texas people in Austin and in Houston and in Lubbock and whatnot. And I know you're all thinking about the Cowboy game. And, of course, the Cowboys getting ready to take on my Philadelphia Eagles. And that happens on Sunday night. And that was our game of the week, our nail-the-score game. And we've been talking about the back and forth of politics, of course, and what the polls say and all of that. So a breath of fresh air in the studio. She's in our virtual green room. In fact, she flew all the way here from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Wow, I'm so flattered that she did that. She flew in just to be a guest on America Tonight. Donna St. Louis. She is a sought-after speaker. She's really a business growth, I can say that, guru. And pretty soon she'll never talk to me. I mean, hopefully she'll put me on a list somewhere because she's just that popular. She has a book out that is sweeping the nation, and everybody wants to pick her brain. So we thought it'd be fun to have her on for this segment of It's Your Business, and we would do a little brain picking right here on America Tonight. So, Donna, thanks so much for flying in.
You are so very welcome, and I only got one brain, so pick lightly.
All right, so let's talk about your book. First of all, tell the listeners the name of the book, which I think is so clever, Remember the Word Six, and where they can pick it up afterwards, because I know they're going to all write emails to me and say, where can I get that book again?
So the name of the book is The Six Kick-Ass Strategies of the Million-Dollar Entrepreneur, and they can get it on Amazon.
All right, so here's the deal, guys. And we talk about this all the time. What is your vision? Think about that personally, professionally, and Donna's on a mission. So you wrote this book actually because, and this doves into what we talk about politically when we're talking about the economy. People are complaining about health care. They're complaining about numerous, really, things that affect their lives, from property taxes to income taxes and everything in between. But you talk about the fact that your vision clearly is about the people in the middle, right?
Exactly. It's about that movable middle. And so the vision for eSuite Network, which is my company, is to bridge the gap between the 99% and the 1% by putting $1 trillion dead smack in the middle of the economy.
All right, so give us some highlights. How does a company do that? What are some of the strategies that you share, that you developed, that are actually working? Because you have clients that are seeing this happen, and in fact, some of them are maybe a little timid about it at first and then a little shocked, but it's working.
It definitely works. I would say, you know, the first thing that we do in order to make that trillion happen is, you know, don't buy lottery tickets, because that's not really, it's not a strong strategy. That's all I'm saying. But we want to help businesses grow, right? And the one challenge that we see with a lot of businesses is that they don't put strong enough goals in place on an annual basis, and then they don't have accountability partners to help them hold their feet to the fire to reach those goals. Basically, an external person who's not internal, they're not playing politics, but they can be the bad guy.
All right, and so what I want to talk about, too, is how you got here. So for everybody out there listening, I want you to hear Donna's backstory, because it's very, very strong. Where were you when you were 19 years old?
So 19 years old, I was living in a car on the side of the road in South Carolina.
How did you end up in a car on the side of the road?
My goal was to drive to New York City because I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty. She was the only chick I knew that could wear sandals in the middle of the winter and not bitch about it.
Wow. So that's what I wanted to do. I want to go to New York. But you didn't realize, oh, I don't really have the money and I don't know what I'm doing.
Two things. Cars take more than gas. You actually have to do, like, oil changes and brakes and stuff like that. So I didn't realize that was kind of bad. And although I wanted to see the Statue of Liberty because I knew she had the answers, my car did not. And so I ended up stranded on the side of the road. And I couldn't call my mom to, like, helicopter in and pick me up. That wasn't going to happen.
So how do you go from that to selling two businesses, right, for millions of dollars and then becoming this sought-after growth, business growth guru?
Well, I'll tell you the number one thing is I can say this about myself. I take relentless action. So there is nothing, quite honestly, when it comes down to it, I don't think there is a risk too big. I think I quantify them well, and I go for it anyway. One thing my mom used to always say to me when I used to have these fits, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should do this. My mom would say, will it kill you? And I'm like, yes, Mom, this one particular thing could end me. And she goes, well, that's fine because you won't remember anyway, so you might as well go for it. So I go for it a lot.
Wow. And so, again, for so many, there are a lot of business owners that listen to America Tonight. It's the no fear attitude, right?
Well, so that's the funny thing. I don't think it's that I'm fearless. I think it's that I'm more courageous. So it's not that I don't get scared. There are things that I get butterflies in my stomach and they keep me up at night and I worry and I'm thinking about the people that work for me and all the mortgages that I'm responsible for and how do I ensure that I keep all these people gainfully employed. Those things are scary as a business owner. But what I realize is that I do not have the opportunity to be afraid of something that's not real. So I have to go for it anyway. I have to be courageous for those people.
Since you started down this career path, and it takes a, you do keynote speeches, you work directly with companies, you know, your business has a couple of different, I'd say you have a big umbrella, business growth, and then there are other side areas that you delve into. What's been the greatest thing that's happened to you since you went down this road and didn't work for a company because you worked for a company for a while?
I would say, you know what, I would say that it is truly, I do corporate retreats for a lot of clients, and I think that it's having that company that says, okay, we want to do 10% growth next year, and then I look at them and go, or we could do like 75%, and have them a little freaked out that we're going to do that, and then watch them just consistently reach for that goal. And here's the thing, even if they don't hit the 75%, the fact that they hit, you know, the 50% mark is still five times more than the goal they were going to try to reach. So watching people sit there and be naysayers and then really help put that money into that main vision of how do we put $1 trillion in the economy, that for me is one of my greatest things to see my clients just like explode that way.
All right, so your vision is to do that, to put that trillion in. And what happens if we grow the middle? We see that in politics we're constantly talking about the middle guy's getting squeezed.
Right.
We can't afford anything. I'm making, you know, $65,000 and it's not working, and what do we do? And so it doesn't work. So if the middle guy makes the money, it pushes everybody up, including people a bit lower.
Yeah, so what happens is this. We always, and this is the one thing that drives me nuts about politics, right? We always talk about putting money all the way at the top or all the way at the bottom. How do we help the guy all the way at the bottom? How do we help the guy all the way at the top? But the people who really, really make a difference in our economy is the middle class. It is straight in the middle. If you get the middle class making more money and spending more money, it actually spurs our economy, and it continually spurs it. So if every time we put $1 trillion in, we actually drop that 1% a little more. So we have to be smart about how we're doing it and where we're doing it, ensuring that we're building businesses that are committed to making sure that they're not billionaires because everybody under them is making the minimum wage.
Right. Wow. Sounds like I hope you hit that. When are you going to hit that vision? In a couple of years?
Yeah, I'm working on it. A few more lottery tickets.
All right. Donna St. Louis, how can everybody find you? Give us your website.
Oh, absolutely. If you go to www.donna.com, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for flying in to be on the show. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's because you guys have good weather here, just like we do in Florida. If you were a little further north, this would just be completely, you know, I don't have anything other than flip-flops. Just saying.
I love that. Flip-flops. I mean, are you kidding? I live in flat shoes and flip-flops. I think some of you can't relate to that, especially some of you listening in the tri-state area and in New York and New Jersey where I grew up. You know, you're starting to see that change in the seasons. All right, we come back on the flip side, a little bit more from the campaign trail. Hang with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Street, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.